Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no one better to talk to than former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, who joins us right now on the waitforward.com hotline. What's going on, Aaron? How you been, bro?
Man, I'm just ready for this weekend. Weather's perfect, and it should be a fun one. Lots of good games.
By the way, we haven't talked to you in a minute. You're doing a great job on TV, bro. You really sound like a natural.
Hey, listen, it's still a work in progress. We're getting there. It's five years in, and having a lot of fun doing it.
Cool.
Good, man. Well, let's talk about this version of the Dogs. You played on a hell of a team that came up just a bit short. Everybody thinks this team is ripe to get past Alabama. I know you probably feel that way, but why? What are the reasons or the key reason why you feel like this is going to be the time to do it?
Well, they're the better football team. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, if you just would take away the logos and if you watch film from this season, I mean, Georgia's been more dominant. And people want to say, oh, well, you know, who have they faced? They've had four common opponents. You know, both teams have played Auburn. Both teams have played Arkansas. Both teams have played Florida, and both teams have played Tennessee. And Georgia's dominated every single one of those games. They beat Arkansas 37-0. They beat Florida 34-7. They beat up Tennessee 41-17. And then they Auburn. They beat Auburn, I think that's that one. But listen, and then you look at the way Alabama's faced in those games, and it's been close contests. The only one that they somewhat ran away from was the Tennessee game, and that was still a ball game in the third quarter. They barely beat Florida. They barely beat Auburn. And they barely beat Arkansas. So, to me, you look at Alabama this year, and they're a good football team. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is a reason why they're 11-1. They're very good. They're not elite. They're just not. And you look at Georgia, and to me, they're an elite football team. They've one of the best defenses we've seen in the past 20 years. The offense doesn't get enough credit because we keep saying, oh, they're just good. They're managing. This is a very good offense. They can run the football. The offensive line's gelling. Stetson Bennett has been tremendous throwing the football, been electric running it when he needs to on third down and in the red zone. The special teams has been really good throughout the season as well. So this team has come together and is complete. Alabama lacks, obviously, running backs. Robinson may be banged up. They may only have one scholarship running back. Offensive line's been an issue. They've had some holes on defense. I'm sorry, but to me, when you look at the matchup, I just feel like Georgia should win by double digits. And I know it's like, oh, my God, they can't do it. It's Alabama. It's Alabama. It's Alabama. I don't care, man. They're the better football team. And right. I do believe they have the mentality and the confidence that they're going to show up on Saturday and kick their butts. And they should.
Right. It's Aaron Murray with us, guys. If they beat Alabama, they would then beat Notre Dame like a drum. But it never happened. So that's the thing. Alabama's the boogeyman. That's the thing, Aaron. You know it. That's the only reason why this conversation is not being had more often around the country. Alabama is our boogeyman. And then, of course, guys not buying into Stetson Bennett in the big game. Stetson Bennett's answered the call. He's making plays. Why do you think Kirby is riding with Stetson Bennett? What do you love about what he's doing?
Well, I love how everyone wants to bring up last year. Oh, well, Stetson didn't perform well against Alabama last year. And you know, listen, they were winning at halftime. And I think it was more – we saw some major drops, like Byrne dropped. It was a big dagger route. It was coming from left to right on your screen. Mm-hmm. And it went right through Byrne's hands. Alabama picked it off and then kind of ran away with it from there. But Georgia obviously was in it. And it was on the road there in Tuscaloosa. I think Georgia had a lot more issues last year than Stetson Bennett. I've said it since last year. Receivers were average at best, I thought. Defense obviously wasn't the same defense they have this year. It was a good Georgia team. It wasn't an elite team. Fast forward, and I had opportunity to talk to Stetson yesterday. We're doing a little pregame hit before the game on CBS on Saturday. And you could just tell there's a confidence in year two with Todd Monken. And we discuss, you know, year two, the team's in a better place. They got the concepts down a little bit better. The chemistry with the receivers is better. And let's not forget this as well. I was at practice last year in fall camp, And that's not, this is first fall camp with Todd Monken. They didn't have spring. Right. First time really installing this offense. Stetson didn't get any reps with the ones. He didn't get any reps with the twos. His only reps he got during the scrimmage was during halftime when all the starters and ones and twos and threes went to locker room. Stetson got reps with the walk-ons and freshmen. Mm. That's it. Fast forward a couple weeks, he is now thrust into the starting role of QB1 for Georgia. And then even this offseason, JT was getting all the reps of the ones. I mean, he has performed and done so well with the least amount of reps I've ever seen from a quarterback of my time around college football. It's been absolutely amazing. But you've seen him mature this season. You've seen the deep ball accuracy continue to improve. You've seen his legs come up big over and over and over again. I love the kid. I think he's a warrior. I think he's a gamer. He's fun. I trust him completely. I think the team trusts him. You've seen it all year long. Guys say, Stetson is our guy. We trust him. And obviously, Kirby believes it as well. So I am not worried about Stetson being a liability at all. And shoot, listen, if he goes out there and craps the bed, which I'm not anticipating, but if he does, you got a really good backup in JT that can come out there in the second half and play.
How much credit do you give Aaron to Kirby? Kirby's handled this team well. You know this. When you're in a championship year or, you know, that's the expectation, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, right? Stuff that behind the scenes, stuff that, and the pressures of the outside. Kirby, I think, has handled this particular season well. And now that we look at it, now that we're in this moment, he's made all the right choices.
He has, and I know there's a lot of people saying, you know, who's going to be the coach of the year in the SEC? You know, is it going to be Sam Pittman? Is it going to be Beamer at South Carolina? You know, I love what Pittman's done. I think he definitely needs to be in the conversation. But, you know, got to give credit to Kirby, man. This is the number one team in the country. They're 12-0. They win this weekend, and they have a pretty clear chance to win the national championship, something that hasn't been done since 1980 from the University of Georgia. I think he's handled the quarterback situation brilliantly. Because it was very difficult, and there's a lot of pressure and a lot of people ready to just rip him a new one if that went to hell. It didn't. He understood the pulse of his team, the pulse of the offense. I think he's done everything to absolute perfection. To me, if I had a vote in the thing, Kirby would be my vote for coach of the year. He has done everything just brilliantly. So I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know people are just waiting for him to slip up, make a mistake this weekend, because they always want to point to his special team mistakes he's made in the past. Listen, right. He's still a young head coach. You know, he's going to have mistakes, and I think he's grown from them. He's hopefully made the corrections, and I think he's going to be more than well-equipped and ready to go this weekend versus Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide.
CBS Sports, Aaron Murray with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking about the SEC championship. How about the weapons, man? I mean, you had Todd Gurley and a whole bunch of studs back in 2012. How about Brock Bowers? I mean, we talked so much about Arik Gilbert, and this guy is now like one of the best tight ends in the country.
Yeah, I was in Athens on Wednesday, and I was giving Leland and Claude some beef. I was like, why is Brock Bowers not up for the award for best tight end in all of America? I mean, his stats are better than everyone else's. You know, I had a chance to cover the kid from Colorado State, and I know he has a bunch of catches, but he has one touchdown, and he plays at Colorado State. You know, Weidemeyer at Texas A&M was heading into the season. Everyone had him tabbed as the best tight end in college football. It's been a very up-and-down season. You watch the film, lots of drops, lots of inconsistency. To me, does not deserve the award at all. And I'm drawing a blank on, honestly, who the third guy is who's up for it right now. I'm ticked off, man. Brock Bowers is the best tight end in college football. And I guess it's because he's a freshman, right, that he's not getting the recognition. 37 catches, 10 touchdowns, plus he has some crazy running yards, too. He's like three rushes for 55 yards and a touchdown as well. He does it all. He's got the touchdown. He's on the best team in the country. He should be he should win the award for top tight end. He's an absolute matchup nightmare. And just overall, when it comes to just talent, you know, I voice my concerns when it comes to the receivers this year. You know, Ladd McConkey has been a huge surprise. He's been great, especially with some of the deep balls. Jermaine Byrne is coming on. He's getting healthy. A.D. Mitchell, I think, has a chance to be a special player. He's super young. Kyaris Jackson is getting healthy at the right time, which is great. You know, Darnell Washington is a huge playmaker that is still, you know, was banged up for the first part of the season. Obviously hard to break in the tight end room when Bowers is doing his thing, but he's a hell of a weapon. James Cook out of the backfield. And then we'll see. I mean, George Pickens, it was good to see him get his feet wet a little bit versus Georgia Tech last week. But if he can take his game and to a next level, not just this week, but heading into the playoffs, you're talking about one hell of a receiving core, great tight ends, and I think James Cook is one of the best receivers out of the backfield in the country as well. So it goes back to my case I made earlier. Best defense in the country, an offense that's playing lights out, great special teams. If Georgia can't win it this year, they may never freaking win a national championship. It's just they are just too good, and they're hitting on all cylinders right now.
Right. That's why we bring him on.
He's dropping bombs, Carl.
Mic drop. Aaron Murray, man, thank you so much for joining us. Continue the great work, brother. I totally agree with you. We agree with you. We've been on this since the jump. They played to this point as well as you could, and now they just got to go finish it on Saturday. Thanks again, Aaron Murray. Appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.